Budgets are tight across the country. High food prices are taking a bigger chunk of paychecks. That is, if you have a paycheck. Some people are having difficulty meeting basic needs, such as gas and electric bills. Ann Thompson of member station WVXU in Cincinnati reports.
Here at the Cincinnati-based Community Action Agency, turnout is light today. The rain is keeping nearly everyone away, but Darlene Mosley can't afford to wait. It's been 2 or 3 years since she took government utility assistance. Since then, she stretched her retail paycheck, but with a cut in hours and rising prices, she's back.
I have to, ask for help, and I don't really like doing that. But if I have to keep my home, I have to ask for help with paying the bills. I mean, I could be in my house with no lights, but that's really not fun with winter coming in, no lights and no gas.
Mosley is one of the 20,000 Cincinnati area residents helped by the agency this season as part of the Home Energy Assistance Program. LaWanda Terry is still looking for help. She's had her share of money problems, but never before has she been without electricity. It was turned off 3 weeks ago.
I don't have no family members that's willing to try to help me because, you know, they got problems of their own. And I really ain't never went to none of them and let them know, you know, that I needed some money or whatever.
Terry is on oxygen. She plugs it in at a relative's apartment across the hall and stretches the cord. Program manager Robin Brown anticipates a 30% increase in requests and has noticed more families who have never before applied for the benefit.
These are people who have been able to pay their bills on time, unfortunately are now in a situation where they're unable to do so.
John Howitt is a senior policy analyst at the National Consumer Law Center. He calls gas and electricity bottom line basic necessities and tracks the number of people disconnected across the country. He finds the Midwest and Northeast the hardest hit, citing Rhode Island as an example.
What we saw was last year in 2007, there was a record number of service terminations, higher than any other year where data had been collected. And I believe they started collecting data in 1999.
In addition, Howard says the gas and electricity is staying off longer as people scramble to come up with the money. Some states have laws prohibiting power companies from shutting off heat in the wintertime, but that doesn't mean people can afford to pay. Howard says the consumer protection structure is outdated and needs to keep pace with current gas prices.
We need to do a much better job and appropriate more money and get into more low-income households to make them as energy efficient as possible.
At a Cincinnati warehouse filled with insulation and high-efficiency light bulbs, Tony Gray is surveying his stock. Gray works with residents in 13 Ohio and Kentucky counties to try to make their homes more energy efficient.
It's not uncommon to find them there in the middle of winter with two sweaters and the sweats on, because they're trying to conserve energy.
Howard says in addition to energy conservation, states should be required to report the number of disconnects. He says those numbers would show how big the problem really is. Meanwhile, Robin Brown hopes her agency's energy assistance money will be enough to help the increasing number of people who have trouble paying their utility bill. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.